So just who is Michael Chertoff? Joining me to discuss President Bush's nominee for the post of Homeland Security is Ronald Fleury. He's the editor-in-chief of the New Jersey Law Journal. He covered Chertoff when he was U.S. attorney for New Jersey. And Ron, give us a picture of Michael Chertoff.
Michael Chertoff is an exceptional prosecutor, one of high integrity and ability, and I think an excellent choice for this position.
And why do you say that? Why is he? How is he an excellent prosecutor?
I observed him while he was U.S. attorney in New Jersey and handling quite an array of white-collar corruption cases, government corruption cases, and also thrift fraud, which at the time was an extremely prevalent problem. And in all of those cases, he showed incredible resiliency and also a hands-on ability to step in and become lead counsel where he thought it was appropriate.
And do you think that those skills will translate to running this massive bureaucracy, the Department of Homeland Security? In other words, perhaps he was good at doing this rather narrow task of prosecuting, but he's got to manage thousands of employees and come up with broad policies.
Well, the key there is to hire qualified people to delegate to, and I think that's something he can certainly do. I also think that the size of the organization isn't nearly as important as the priorities that he assigns from the top, and those, as they're communicated to qualified delegates, will be the key to success.
From your knowledge of him, what do you think his priorities will be?
I think he is very, very sensitive to the threat of terrorism and to the nuances of having to police terrorism in a free society. And I think that's an extremely important balance to strike and one that he's very aware of. I suspect that he will be extremely careful about the protection of civil liberties in the course of his management of this agency.
Well, in fact, he was criticized by civil liberties advocates as being too heavy-handed when it came to civil liberties immediately after 9/11, when he came up with the idea to detain more than 1,000 suspects without charges.
Unfortunately, the time after 9/11 was given to that sort of reaction. Later on, certainly, it was admitted that changes had to be made in that rock-hard policy, but the time immediately after the terror strikes, the most costly ever in terms of American lives on U.S. soil, that sort of reaction was to be understood, and that's not to say that that refinements weren't necessary, because they certainly were.
Some people have said that he's not warm and cuddly in the way that Tom Ridge was, that he has a sort of austere prosecutorial demeanor that may not comfort a nation in a time of fear.
He has a seriousness in him that I think should be found to be quite reassuring. Cuddly, no, but certainly one who breeds confidence.
Ron Fleury is the editor-in-chief of the New Jersey Law Journal. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.